Nolte, rich, white elitist John Oliver cosplays as potential deportation victim. By John Nolte on August 13, 2025. Multimillionaire elitist John Oliver, host of HBO's Basement Rated Last Week Tonight, is now posing as a potential deportation victim. What is it about the richest, freest, most privileged leftists on the planet who always seem to feel the need to pose as the oppressed rather than expressing gratitude for their bounty of riches? In the case of John Oliver, he didn't even earn those riches. No one watches his show, but HBO still pays him millions because he's a good doc who never fails to push the approved propaganda. Simply put, John Oliver benefits from a corporatist form of affirmative action which has made him rich and famous. Yet still, from his ivory tower, he wraps himself in the cloth of the oppressed. With all these stories about Trump's legal deportations going on, it brings something out of you, Oliver told Monica Lewinsky on her podcast. Like it's there, that anxiety that I thought I'd moved past that day that I got my citizenship. So Oliver is not only in the country legally, he's been a U.S. citizen since 2019. Oh, look, he chose to become a citizen during President Trump's first term in office. Lewinsky said she empathizes with the immigrants that are dealing with the crisis right now. She then referred to ICE as fuckers, and adds how she can relate to feeling hunted, of feeling unsafe. Referring to her own experience with the media during the Bill Clinton scandal, she explained that there's a feeling of unsafety no matter where you are. Oliver then claimed that Trump doing his constitutional duty to enforce the law means he can get sent back to the anxiety that I felt for a very long time very quick. It is not far from the surface, and it does feel personal, he said. It's one of the things I get really mad about. No gratitude. No humility. Oliver instead pretends to be down with the struggle with the Bruthus. Rich. White. Privileged beyond the comprehension of normal people. But Trump still oppresses him. Even if he truly were having those feelings, which I don't believe, you'd think he'd have the dignity to keep that whiny, neurotic, little girl nonsense to himself. So, he's either a baby or a liar. Regardless, you could throw a wiffle ball into a group of illegal aliens hanging around Home Depot looking for work and hit someone more worthy of American citizenship than John Oliver. Yes, John Oliver, you are the ultimate proof that our immigration system really is broken. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.